Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everybody, so everybody tune in. Everybody, because, okay, here's the thing. We're talking about, well, this is just my life. This is basically what it's like to be handicapped.
Oh, goodness.
Isn't it?
Is it, you know, this is comedian organic, okay? I mean, for some of the handicapped people, it's like you just gave climax and orgasm, you know, blue balls.
And it's not for all general audiences anymore.
Yeah, I have to say that because you said general audience, and I feel like general audience is not a general audience. General audience is more the most deranged people on the planet, and they call it general audience. What do they call people disabled? People say disabled when they die to be harassed. And they try to get a restraining order from regular people not to bother them. And you making it so public. You like paparazzi with disabled people.
I'm trying to speak on behalf of them, but you see, what I'm trying to get all of us to do, we're all trying to evolve away. We're not trying to make things better for ourselves. So we're not trying to get better benefits. We're all trying to evolve to the point basically we are. We're all trying to make it so that we're not handicapped.
College, I feel like a sober college person before they go on spring break. You know, it's like, I never did anything. Didn't go there. They do crazy stuff. We're worse than people have been doing it their whole life. And it's like that. He's like, well, this disabled thing. And, man, as soon as he gets the opportunity, he's going to be a person. He ain't going to recognize him. You know, it's just that he didn't have all the perks of his fame because he's been almost like his success is almost like a hermit. It's like he's doing some of the kinds of people that you haven't heard of. And then as you start hearing about this guy, you be like, oh, I didn't know this guy can do all this. And then once you get all the perks of what he know he's capable of, he's going to get amnesia about all this. He's going to be like, oh, yeah, I'm disabled. Yeah, sure. Because what he's saying to you is in his surroundings, he's been, you know, neutered, okay? He's neutered like how a lot of married people that's older tell you, well, you listen to your wife, and she knows everything right, and you do what she says. I listen to her. She's just perfect. And I know life is perfect when she says do it, I must do it because she's perfect. You're like, what fairy tale is in that world? Okay? See, no man can speak in his depression and say that's every guy's fantasy and every guy's destiny. No. I'm saying that for the guys out there that just they're neutering other guys. It's not your job to neuter guys, okay?
I'm not neutering. Look, no guy is comfortable around any form of that form of word. Neutering, vasectomy, castration, emasculization. No guy is comfortable around any form of that.
Listen to me. I didn't say you. I'm just saying what you're doing. So that's a reference, sir. You're not married, so how could it be you? But you're doing all kinds of things. I'm saying reference to those guys that's married. It's like, hey, a person may like cookies. And I don't eat sweets. You know, and they may obtain alcohol. Some people just obtain alcohol. A lot of things that are, you know, and it takes the same kind of route. In some certain ways, but they said they don't eat sweets of like cookies and like candy, but they consume. But anyway, my point I'm making is, you know, do you really think disabled, if you really seen the flexibility of the mind of disabled people, you wouldn't know it was disabled. You would think it's more normal than you think when you find out people that's normal do more disabled stuff than ever. And you just keep on throwing it out there, disabled. And it's not disabled kind of like, okay, this is like disabled in this kind of like starvation. Like, if this is not some kind of greatness of disabled, this is not greatness of disabled because if you're not enjoying it and you know other people are not enjoying it, what's the point of doing it? You're not enjoying this at this point in time.
Look, it's kind of hard to enjoy being disabled, but look, I'm trying to basically pave the way so a lot of us can have that, you know. my disability made.
There's going to be some people that are disabled. They're going to have mega lifestyles successful in being disabled. Mega lifestyles. If you see some of the disabled people, they have mega lifestyles, and they don't live disabled life. If you say disabled to them, it's almost like a napkin that they wipe their hands with or wipe their ass with, in a sense. It's there just to be used. It's not there for them to actually be held a hostage with this disabled. You hold hostage, it's like, you know, like a smoke alarm when a fire is happening. You don't have a fire extinguisher to blow out any of these oppositions, you know. Once you free yourself, you'll know that disabled people have to have a different type of understanding. It can't be locked in this kind of narrative where everybody's depressed. Because you physically or mobility issued doesn't mean you're psychologically disabled. You know, and being exposed to certain types of people, maybe they disabled in their viewpoint. And you're carrying their bags, and it's carrying you too hard. You know, it's carrying you too hard when you are seeing these things. And it's making your experience too concentrated and self. Remember we talked about this? Organic and not being cross-contaminated?
Oh, yeah, I remember that song album. That was a nice little touch. I got to give it to you, that. I got to give that to you. No, really, that was a nice little rap ditty. You've got so many. Okay, look, what I want to do for handicapped people, every single handicapped person out there, all the disadvantaged.
What can you do besides start off freeing your all so your thoughts can be reflected around your vision? When people attach themselves or give you something, they give you something from the ability of their free lifestyle, not the ability of hostage and pulling. The one thing you can't do is be locked into people with depression where it's pulling you down when you never can find your freedom, right? It has to be to a point where whatever the message you pin out there, it can't be where you're pulling their freedom to the point where there's no freedom in your desires. There's more opposition, and anytime you get freedom, you just pin it on a back burner. It must be freedom in whatever you're doing to help somebody, even if it's something that is very simple. You must keep the freedom and keep the greatness and keep the organic in your experience when you're dealing with people, even if it's something that's very devastating. You have to have freedom so you can be able to do and able to see things that they're not seeing. You can't have all that devastation that's overwhelming and over, you know, like I say, hard. Look at this. If you had somebody pouring cement on you and telling you just to wait until it dry, you always have a hard, rocky, you know, experience getting out of that, right? You have noticed when someone is you helping somebody, they're not supposed to hinder your ability, right? That's the first thing. When you help somebody, put you in a situation where you cannot survive. You know, that's what happens a lot of help, right? People help somebody. After they get the help of somebody, that's what happens. They get killed. Because they're in a place, a person. You know what I mean? There's all kind of variables, right?
You got it.
Anytime you help somebody to a point where it's going to destroy you, what kind of help is that? Where's your help? You got to have help. That's one of the things that people always get you know, over, you know, looked all the time. When you're helping somebody, it should be to a point where you, if you look at this. That's everybody that knows this is talk to show, and I'm just talking my butt off. Okay.
No, I mean, it's okay. It's all right. It's all right. It's okay. I think I believe the handicapped people now need a little more motivation than most, a little bit more incentive, maybe a little bit more help, but dang it all, just more opportunity. But look around. Yeah, things are basically getting bad all over.
Yeah, but that was one. How much would the message work if somebody wouldn't buy it? It wouldn't, you know, it's like, people try to bully you in the class that they think they are in as you give them maybe the life-changing elements of the message. So you have to go through all these oppositions, if it's cross-contaminated, to free them in something that you have no problem dealing with. It's their opposition, right?
Mm-hmm.
So imagine if you're freeing somebody and they're trying to put their pressure on what they think you're not capable of. And that's their opposition, not yours. So that's a whole thing I'm trying to talk about. Like, if you're trying to help somebody that you're mastered their opposition, but they're giving you because they're so narrow-minded, they think that you got worse of a problem because they think they're better than you. If they could see what you're dealing with, or as free as you could be, they would be envying. They have two parts of hate. They hate you because they is not as good as you, and they hate you because you are not less than what they anticipate you being. And people don't, if you find out on the hard way a lot of times, they have to crash from thinking they're better than you to rebuild the actual, you know, focus and attention on what they're actually doing, right? So, once again, this is one of the things in the show that I know, you know, I'm not going to forget about this because I talk about this every show when I get on this platform. Everybody, brace yourself. The first time you're hearing this, I'm going to tell you this, and it's going to be every show I get the chance. If I forget about it, it'll be weird. If I forget about this, I'm going to talk about this every episode. It's going to build every episode. Let's talk this into existence so Talk Dude can have this experience. Talk Dude, you must not lie to your ability and the freedom that you have in your desires that the people that are trying to railroad you, the thing that you can't have, you know what I'm about to say. You know what I'm about to say about this. It's about a woman. And you know where I'm about to go. They cannot tell you that you cannot have an attractive woman. What is this? What in the manual that says that you can't have an attractive woman? Why are you going to have a woman that is mentally, emotionally, psychologically traumatized in you being great and seeing her downfalls and looking at you as you're winning and using all? No, that's not like that. It's women all around this world that you can date and that you wouldn't lose, and you'd be able to have a great family with this actual partner. And it wouldn't compromise you, and it would be so valuable to your ability to see this and feel this vibration level that's pulling your spirit in a direction and aligning you, and you're feeling as you never had this disability or having the Tourette's and thing the Tourette's. The Tourette's is not your problem. The Asperger is not your problem. The scoliosis is not the description of your problem. You heard what I said, the description of your problem. Now, nobody would want what you have and you don't want what people think you should have. And why you shouldn't have an amazing woman? This is preposterous. You have set this script up. If you can see how many wonderful women around the world that enjoy you, you see how many wonderful women that what you think that guys should have. There's so many amazing people in this world, have amazing partners, have amazing experience. Matter of fact, if anything, this is like a VIP department. So women that you think the guys supposed to have, the guys don't really get them women. The guys that you think they're not supposed to have the women, them guys get so much women amazing that it goes on the disabled list. This is like, you think from the real truth, man, you think it's a stink for guys like you not to have one like that. It's, man, they got this thing on the program, the TV wall, this guy have this kind of woman, this guy. Man, if you look at the guys that have amazing women and look at this, it's like, what kind of monster story? They look at that like that's a disabled, you know, nightmare. And it's not necessarily the case. You see guys in wheelchairs all the time. You see guys that have all kinds of situations with amazing, gorgeous, unbelievable, beautiful women. You see them all like, you know, you're like, my goodness. And you know, you can try all you want to, and that woman is so tuned into that person, it disabled her to not deal with this person. See, once again, everybody, this guy think he's supposed to end up with some traumatized woman. Messed up in the mind, he thinks that's the best he can do. Because he's been programmed. Man, that's one of the things he does not deserve is a person that is not truly in his best interest, in his vision, in this, because he had a desire. He had a desire to maintain that. He had a desire, he had the interest, he has the knowledge. That woman would be getting an opportunity that it would change her life vibration level, and you'd be so crazy to her greatness that she would have to always bring her moment of you know, preparation to deal with you. Not because of his shortcoming, because it would demand so much out of her that she would have to always come with her best.
Dang. That's a mouthful. 50 minutes after the hour here on the program, I can't find you, but we found ourselves. You're listening to Talk Dude, and you're listening to Organic OK. You just have to listen. You can talk yourself. Please call into the show. We're at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. The show is brought to you by Organic OK.
You don't think that this is like someone pranking you, giving you an unattractive, mentally, emotionally, psychologically traumatized person that was like somebody pranking you from their hand. They're pranking you something that they know that that's their life. And they're telling you this while the woman that you really deserve and really there, she's sitting there as you look for the opportunity to be free. This is like a opportunity that she's been waiting for. And you sitting around acting, as you doing this, it's like you acting like this is not a woman that is looking for this moment, you know, looking for something that's more than what she's been exposed to. And you sitting over there allowing these liars to pay these destructive games of cross-contamination, touching things that you touching and giving you cross-contamination, because they're contagious of knowing that as you become freer and change people's life for the better, they're changing people's life for the worse.
Well, you just basically scared me down to my bone. Everybody out there should have somebody special. Everybody out there should be working together. Everybody. Not enough handicapped unions, you know what I mean?
Oh, I feel all of the pain. Tell them to leave me alone. That's what they say. He had to laugh at that one. He doesn't laugh too often. If he laughs, it's special. When someone makes him laugh, he feels like he's being traumatized. He's like, don't do that no more.
Up.
Stop doing that to me. Disrespectful. He says, stop treating me this way. I thought you liked me. Treat me like bullshit.
No, look. I'm grateful to you basically lighting a fire under me, not giving up on me, being there. I'm grateful you're having a little bit more faith in me than I had in myself.
It's not like that. It's that you have so much inventory of yourself that you have to find a way to get back to the main thing you're talking about. You know, all these things laid out about yourself. You get so distracted about things that you're trying to explain because of so many things that you're huttering, you know, these things that change your life. And you like, okay, let me look at that. It's like, if you look at the inventory of your brain, of information you have, it's like you're trying to find, hey, can I, let me see. Can you go up to the other warehouse? about 15 miles away, look at the inventory on this. You're like, it's all your information? Are you serious? Yeah, not quite yet. Just give me about 3 more weeks and I can ship the other part over to Europe. You're like, huh? Like, that's the problem you have. That's your problem.
Okay, okay. Quick, give me the how-to, the remedy.
How-to. Stop using disabled in your conversation where your ability is not disabled. The ability that people have pit on you is disabled. Man, look at this, man. You could go deal with a partner, you know, and people that don't see your vision will always throw your fantasies, you know, in a way that they got to cut it because it's too concentrated. If they really know the ability that you really possess, they have to always tell you, hey, look over there. And they have to always try to steal from your ideas because they know your ideas have too much ability just by itself. You're like a cartoon. You know that cartoon that, you know, every time you see the character jump off and go off the actual edge, it look at you, and then the other character goes, phew, go past, and that character never falls. You're that character. And the other character always falls. He tries to set bombs up, and it never works for him.
We all know what you're talking about, but I guess you don't want to mention them until they pay for product placement. Am I right, or am I right?
Hey, you know what it is.
Yeah, the metaphor for life is in there.
Yeah, and every time they try to do something, they fail. And you just sit there, and they get annoyed. They try to get you to destroy yourself because they can't destroy you. That's the crazy part about it. They want you to join in with their problems, like you ain't got enough of your problems of your own. And that's the problem you have with disabled. Your disability is more the ability that you're trying to make disability. You're trying to force disability on disability.
No, I'm trying to say that even though it becomes the very way of life, there's always a way to climb over the rock.
You know
what's that famous slogan, mountain, get out of my way?
You know how people have different education levels?
Yes.
People have different disability levels. It's, you know how many people that in the world you have never met? And you met, man, you know how many attractive with disabled people out there? And you be like, what is your problem? You see this right here? Like, you have to wait to find a disabled thing on a person, and it takes them so much time to find it, you fall asleep and wake up. And you're like, did you find it yet? Oh, no, I'm looking for it. I know it's here somewhere. That's what I'm going to tell you, man. People have used disability in a way that they can throw, like, trash. It's like, once people understand how to recycle and put it in the proper place, then the trash doesn't look like how trash looks. It looks, okay, this is a life, you know, evolving piece, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you had all these components that were disabled, if you look at disabled in the things that have no kind of support system and foundation of what that is, but once you find somebody to understand, it doesn't even look the same no more. Remember 20 years ago, 25 years ago, how disabled platforms of service and data and information people use, it was so traumatizing and so embarrassing for a disabled person. Today, it's so much disabled services that's used for regular people. Disabled people try to deny it because they don't want to remember that process. This stuff they have on these apps, all this stuff is just disabled stuff that's from public people that don't have disabilities and don't have disabilities that have the service that they're using. You think about how many people that got a disabled service in their life is like, everything is driving off of disabled knowledge, disabled experience. Anytime I make it, oh, it's not, man, they change the name to regular process. And you think about how many people living a disability life, and this process have made people's lives wonderful.
I want to try that. I'm dying to try that. I've been itching to try that. I think one of the things about autism is that you tend to want to stay in patterns, in the pattern you've grown to hate.
Well, you gotta
I'm
find.
I want to get off the merry-go-round. I want to see other things.
You gotta find other people. You find other people that have the same problem you have, and the labels you're using. Listen to me. If you say, "Hey, let me use a measuring stick, you use measuring platform for different things. See, the thing is, autism. It's things that people have autism, and all the autism is not the same, right? It's so many. Look at this. This is the world, man. This is not just your town, man. It's not just your city that you're in or wherever you're at. People see so many things that their community, and it's sometimes on a small scale, depending on what it is, on a small scale. You got to think about globally. If you were just able to see all these different people disabled, you wouldn't understand how different variations of disabled, you would be overwhelmed about the opportunities, the disabilities and things that you haven't even experienced. So, you know, you're looking at it, it's not your job to give people this sense of opposition that it's like you're making this kind of, you're kind of pitting them in like in a prison, and you don't even know it. One thing you can already guarantee, misery is always available.
It's too frequent.
And how you introduce stuff, some people would think this stuff is miserable stuff. Yeah, so everybody that's here, talk dude, what do you believe? What is your freedom in creating the love and where a woman can see you, hear you, and the mess, even if you don't know who that is, that person is, and she's hearing you? What do you want her to know? I mean, make that clear. What do you want her to know when she sees you and you see her?
I'm not just a handicapped guy. I'm a crusader on a mission. And I'm trying to spark a fire to enlighten and make things better to this world for the greater good, for the necessity, pulling humanity out of this dark age or way that, you know, we live in a very technologically advanced age now. We're centuries ahead of everything in sci-fi is coming. I mean, true, but somehow we're still stuck in a more backward state kind of mind. We don't know how to work computers. Take a fact, whatever, but somehow still seem out of touch with each other in a lot of ways. Still don't have the time or the know-how. Something should change. Something has to. I just want to say to everybody out there, I'm doing this. And join me. Stand with me. Thank you all good people for listening to I Can't Find You, But We Found Ourselves. Here. With Dude Talk and Organic OK, who this show is brought to you by. Check us out. We're all over social net. We're all over the net. Check us out. For that greater good. Any closing remarks, Organic?
Yeah, I would say organic turnaround and go around experience. And to those listening and hearing the end of the words, remember, our words are pulling your greater moments and recycling all these words of your experience that needs to get rebooted up. But we are pitted in the solar system. Organic highlighted you, where you can see yourself and your abilities.
To everyone, thank you for listening. Thank you for getting involved. Hope this message reaches many. We're going to do something for all humanity. Thank you. And good night.